In the report, we gave the number of 10,000, but this is a very cautious number. I'm sure that we have more than that, and this also happened. The last is 15 November, so since then we have still killing ongoing. So the children of Syria have been killed in large number. It's huge, talking about 10,000. That's mean how many family and how many have been injured, and sometimes they are disabled forever because it's really heavy weaponry used. It's aerial bombardment, but also shelling. So it's really a war that is happening in cities, in populated areas, and children are a large number in the population in Syria, so they are affected heavily.
The UN report describes shocking and horrific acts of abuse committed against children. Can you share with us some of the most serious violations committed against the children?
I mean, first of all, we have, as I said, the killing and maiming, but children are also forced to take part in conflict. They are forced to commit atrocities. They are detained. They are tortured. They are sexually abused. They are punished and held sometimes sometimes they are used as a human shield. Sometimes they are punished because of perceived accusation against their families. So everything is happening, and it's a very violent war that affects children. For example, we put in the report, for example, that children were killed because their parents are in the government forces, or vice versa, because their parent or they are accused of belonging to the armed groups. So this is something that is unacceptable and unbearable. We are talking about war crimes, and we are documenting and gathering information to allow one day those who are doing that to pay for what they are doing for children.
The report also accuses all the parties to the conflict of grave violations against children. Does it name any group or groups?
When we talk about armed groups, we said in our report FSA and affiliated group. We mention al-Nusra, we mention Ahrar al-Sham, we mention the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, we mention also the Kurdish armed groups. So we mention those who were in our report, but we also have information on other violations committed by other groups that we are not in a position now to name them. But I can say that all armed groups are committing the violation against children, either by using them, by forcing them to commit atrocity, or also by using them for other activities and functions of support to the armed groups. And they are also detaining children, and they are killing and maiming. So it's something that is also reported from the armed groups.
And the Syrian government also has been accused of some of the atrocities or abuse.
Of course, we said both. I spoke about the armed groups. In the report, it's very clear. We mentioned the responsibility of the government. As I said, the government have a responsibility. First of all, in the beginning of this conflict, most of the violation was committed by government forces, but also by Shabiha and other pro-government militia. Then it was committed also by the other armed groups. Government forces detain children. Government forces bombard area where children are affected. So we reported on all the violation. We don't single out one party. We consider that both of them are responsible of the violation affecting children of Syria, not only Syrian children, but all the children that are in Syria, including the Palestinian children that are paying a very high price in Yarmouk and in other places.
When you brief the Security Council next week on the report, what will be one of your main recommendations, something that could be done right now in the near future to curb the violence against children?
You know, when we issue our letter to the negotiating parties, we ask for three main recommendations. Stop targeting populated area by bombardment and using of shelling. That was one. Second, stop committing violation against children. Third, stop using schools as military bases or for military purposes. And also, the most important, allow humanitarian access to reach children in area that are either besieged or that are not receiving support today. So these are for us the main, the major and the most important recommendation that we will ask the Security Council again and again to put the pressure on both parties to allow children of Syria to receive the support, to go to school, and to not be killed.